Well, I'm here with the Wasps and England scrum half, Joe Simpson. And Joe, we're at the top of BT Tower, a beautiful sunny morning, surveying the view, trying to work out what one or two of the landmarks are. But fantastic to be up here. And of course, we're here for the fixture list launch for the new season ahead. How are you getting on?
Yeah, it's amazing views up here. Great day to miss a bit of training. So that's ideal. But it's all very exciting. We've got a couple of big matches coming up and we can't wait to get the season underway and have our first match at the Ricoh Arena.
Absolutely. So that's your second game up. We've got the fixtures hot off the press, of course. That is against Bath.
Bath, yeah.
Yeah, 2 o'clock kickoff, Saturday the 24th of October. Very, very good team, Bath. We saw that last season, didn't we? That's going to be a cracker for the home fans to get their teeth into.
Yeah, so our first few matches are against some tough opposition. Bath obviously will pose a stern threat, and they may have a few players missing with the World Cup, and I'm sure we will too. So it'll be a slightly different makeup of the teams, and we'll have a couple of players missing, but I'm sure the standard will be high. We'll have our new Deso, we'll have a new pitch that has been laid.
Yep.
I'm not sure what it's called, but a new hybrid pitch, and that promises to make the rugby all the more exciting there.
And obviously your first game opening up, it's against what were your old local rivals, of course, in Harlequins. And again, Quins Wasps games over the years, brilliant. Of course, there were four of them last year, weren't there? And spoils were shared, I think, if memory serves.
I think that will be an interesting opener. We're used to opening in Twickenham Stadium, and now we're going to have to move a mile or so down the road for that match.
Not even that.
Not even that. No, walking distance from the stadium. But that will be an interesting match. There'll still be that buzz, the World Cup buzz around the country, and I'm expecting there to be a pretty packed out stadium. They'll be chomping at the bit to get the season underway as well. But that for me would be the ideal opener. Something to start in London to start. That's probably closer to where most of the boys live at the moment. So that'll be an interesting one. We know what threats they pose, but at the same time they've brought in an awful lot of new players, and they'll be still bedding in.
Handily as well, I suppose, Joe, with that game. Actually, quite a few of Quinn's new signings aren't going to be there until after the World Cup. So actually, in a way, as you say, it's going to be fascinating to watch how the squads and the dynamic of them shape up for these very important first three or four games.
Yeah, they'll be missing a few players. I think all the top teams will be. I think we'll have a couple of our top players out as well. But the replacements that we can bring in, the strength and depth that we had last year and coming into this year, I think... is testament to how much investment Derek has made in the squad and the shrewd acquisitions that he's brought in. So we're going to have strong teams no matter who gets called up to that World Cup squad. And the first match of the season is always a little bit special, a little bit nervy, but some special things can happen.
Very exciting time of year, as we say, to be up here at the top of the tower. You've got a big season ahead, hopefully, haven't you? Because you were in fantastic form last season when, unfortunately, you picked up a nasty injury. You're pretty much back now, but it was sort of ill-timed in one sense, but in another, hopefully, you'll be ready for this new season to hit the ground massively running.
Yeah, I only missed one game, which was lucky. No one likes to pick up an injury, but it wasn't really preventable. I had a great season last year, and I can't wait to get stuck into this season. Something that I've been looking forward to all summer. It's been frustrating, missing training and missing some sessions, but I'm betting back in with the squad and hopeful to be back fully fit in the next week or so. And then I don't really know what will happen from there. I've always got my fingers crossed to get a call back into that England squad, so that's ultimately my main aim. But at the same time, I need to get back fit, get training with the boys and bed in, and there's lots of new faces and lots of new people, and everyone's settling into the club, and it's a dynamic environment to be part of, but one that's thoroughly enjoyable.
Just running out of time, we're being called in, but just on that note quickly, Joe, to try and get into that World Cup 31, you're not in the 50, I guess partially due to that injury, but not impossible, as you say, that you could yet force your way in.
No, the doors, speaking to the coaches, the doors have been left open for me to get back fit, so that's my sole focus at the moment, get back fit and make sure that I make a good account to myself if I get called back into that squad.
And Joe, just as we let you go, I should mention, of course, we talked there about the excitement at the Ricoh Arena and a first full season there, but not just the Aviva Premiership at the Ricoh for a full campaign, but the Sevens as well, the new Singer Premiership Rugby Sevens series, and obviously you boys are hosting one of those legs as well.
Yeah, we'll be hosting it, so that will be one of the first runs out on the new pitch that we've got there, so that's on the 21st of August. And I think that's going to be an unbelievable atmosphere. The stadium's the perfect shape for it. That keeps the noise in, that keeps that atmosphere, and there'll be a really real party vibe, I expect. We've got the arena next door, obviously, that's all under pretty much the same roof, if you can call it a roof, with a stadium. But and I think we've got a Ministry of Sound DJ.
Nice, you're going to be strutting your stuff?
I don't think I will. I think people... people should stay well clear of me, but I foresee that being a great event. That will be one of the first of many events, I'm sure, at the new stadium. And I just really encourage anyone from the area to come down. There's going to be some fantastic rugby being played. There's some great teams on show, and that will be a great atmosphere for family and people wanting to go out and have some fun.
Fantastic stuff, Joe. We appreciate your time, and go well, and hope you get fully fit ASAP.
Thank you very much. Cheers. Thank you.